General Motors sponsors the news. Direct from the CBS newsroom, here is Alan Jackson with the latest news.
The moon age began less than 2 hours ago when American astronauts radioed, "From the moon, the Eagle has landed." Around the world, waiting crowds broke into cheers, applause, and even a few tears. Britain's Sir Bernard Lovell described it accurately when he said, "The moment of touchdown was one of the moments of greatest drama in the history of man." And now man is beginning to find out what it's like out there on the moon. Neil Armstrong gave this initial description of what he could see through the windows of the LEM.
I'd say the color of the local surface is very comparable to that we observe from orbit at this sun angle, about 10 degrees sun angle or that nature. It's pretty much without color. It's gray, and it's very white, chalky gray as you look into the zero phase line, and it's considerably darker gray, more like a ashen gray as you look out 90 degrees to the sun.
And if you and I were excited as the event unfolded, so too were the businesslike astronauts. Armstrong's heart rate shot up to 156 beats a minute at touchdown, and then quickly settled back down into the 90s. The walk on the moon is still scheduled to take place about 8 hours from now, but it could come earlier if the astronauts decide they are too excited to take advantage of a scheduled 4-hour rest period. More news in a moment, after a word from General Motors.
Well, the training you receive at the GM Center is profitable to you. You make a lot of happy customers when you can correct the problems they have with their automobile.
For almost 16 years, Willis Calhoun of New Haven, Michigan, has been a guardian maintenance mechanic at a GM dealership. Yet, Willis keeps going back to the General Motors Training Center.
I've been to the GM Training Center about 3 times a year. I've taken a lot of sheet metal alignment, glass work, and that sort, because a lot of the sheet metal is different every year.
Training new mechanics, updating the skills of experienced mechanics. General Motors is doing something about the nationwide mechanic shortage. GM operates the world's largest network of automotive training centers.
The big reason for going back, I wanted to improve myself.
Isn't that the kind of man you want servicing your GM car? See your Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealer.
As man reached for and landed on the moon, the problems here on Earth remained, and fighting in the Middle East flared as Israel struck at Egypt. CBS News correspondent Bert Quint reports from Tel Aviv.
An Israeli military spokesman admitted tonight that his country had staged 2 major attacks on Egyptian installations in the last 24 hours. Claimed that both were successful and denied that they were meant to escalate the war in the Middle East. The spokesman told newsmen that Israel wants to maintain the ceasefire, but that Egypt does not. "We gave them strong medicine," he said, "to convince them that they must stop their escalation." Part of that medicine was a commando attack on a heavily fortified anti-aircraft base in the Gulf of Suez. The other attack was by air and artillery on fire bases between Kantara and Port Said along the Suez Canal. The Israelis said they downed 5 Egyptian aircraft while losing 2 of their own. Bert Quint, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
The Egyptians, for their part on the day's activities, claimed to have destroyed a total of 17 Israeli planes. Now a word from General Motors.
A lot of GIs who were worried about their civilian futures aren't worried anymore. Through the world's largest network of training centers, General Motors is preparing military servicemen for careers as guardian maintenance mechanics. It's called Project Transition. 240 hours of intensive automotive training, all expenses paid. Project Transition, another way General Motors is helping to relieve the mechanic shortage.
Alan Jackson, CBS News.
CBS News has been sponsored by General Motors in behalf of GM dealers everywhere.
This is the CBS Radio Network.